I'm Chris Heim with the Wednesday Music Round up here in KMUW, and perhaps the most surprising thing Michael Streithgoth reveals in his book Always Been There about Roseanne Cash and her latest album, The List, is that she so carefully hid the actual list that she couldn't find it again. Still, she put together a selection of songs from memory from a list of 100 tunes her father, Johnny Cash, gave her when she was a teenager, telling her these were the songs she needed to know, a collection that reflects not only her own personal heritage, but the great heritage we all have of American song. The Streithgoth book, with some occasional fan gushiness, follows Cash as she works through the process of selecting and recording the songs for that album and dealing with all the emotional baggage that entailed. She initially rebelled against her family and heritage, setting up her own life and career not in Nashville but in New York, and not in country music but in roots rock, Indian Americana. She developed into a skilled songwriter and charming singer, and despite a few bona fide hits, has been more of a cult favorite than the arena star and legend her father became. After a series of more recent struggles, including polyps that kept her from singing for years, the deaths of her mother, father, and stepmother in quick succession, and then brain surgery, about which she wrote a piece in the New York Times called, Well, Actually, It Is Brain Surgery, Cash has reemerged to reclaim her place as an important and profound talent. Not a big fan of touring, as the Streithgoth book also reveals, Cash has a rare date at the Folly Theater in Kansas City Friday. And as the New York Times and other pieces have shown, Cash is also quite an accomplished prose writer. Her own memoir is due out August 10th. Other shows this week include another fine singer-songwriter, Eliza Gilkison, Friday at the All Soul Acoustic Coffee House, and Western Swingers Asleep at the Wheel at Kane's Ballroom, both in Tulsa. Saturday, Memphis soul legend Al Green is at First Council Casino in Newkirk, and Texas bluesmen Smokin' Joe Kubek and Benoist King play Uncle Bo's in Topeka. Finally, one other impressive Americana triple bill is Sunday at Knuckleheads with fiddler and singer-songwriter Carrie Rodriguez, rocker Tim Easton, and alt-country and bluegrass man Jim Lauderdale. More on these and other shows and on Roseanne Cash on the Music Roundup page of our website at KMUW.org.